myself. And I got plenty of time. It's great. It is an honor to be with you. I appreciate Brother Linder the opportunity. It's great to be here. We're here for some meetings yesterday. Brother Linder asked me to stay over and speak tonight, and that's just a tremendous opportunity for me. And my wife is upset that she's not here, and my daughter's very upset that she's not here. But I'm here, so I'm happy. You know. But, you know, my daughter's getting older. She's singing tonight in youth service. She's one of the praise singers. So I'm telling her, you know, you got responsibilities. You can't just be blowing this stuff off to travel with me and preach anymore. So anyway, and then she's in a Christmas drama. So she had drama practice Monday night. So all that good growing up stuff. So I guess I'm on my own for these days here. But it's great to be here. We honor and appreciate your pastor, his wife, their family. So thankful for them and what he has meant and continues to mean to our Global Missions Board. I want to say thank you to this church for loaning him to us from time to time. And we do a lot of emails back and forth. Beyond just being on the board, we're also on the infamous budget committee, which is everybody loves the budget committee. And so we are on the budget committee. And so we do a lot of communicating about exciting things and revival sort of oriented things, maybe sometimes. I don't know. I guess in the long run, it's revival oriented. But I do appreciate the church, your understanding and the times that he is with us and part of the board. We don't take that lightly. And we appreciate every congregation that allows their pastor to serve and be part of our board, because it's very important to us and the work that we do on that board. It's, you know, some people say, how can you meet for 4 and 5 days straight? Well, we're not planning zoning commissions and stuff like that. We're dealing with lives, ministries, families, souls. It's things that they take some deliberation, and there have been more than one occasion we really don't know what to do. We just need to pray. And we need God to help us. So I want to tell you, on behalf of Global Missions, and especially from me as the secretary dealing with all the finances, thank you for allowing Brother Linder to be part of us and to do what he does. I want to say thank you for that. I want to teach tonight for a little while. We're going to read Exodus chapter 27, verses 9 through 17. And this teaching is in honor of Tia. Not that she needs what I'm going to teach. She might, I don't know. But she asked me to teach on the tabernacle. So I'm going to teach on the tabernacle. Exodus chapter 27, verses 9 through 17. It's kind of a lengthy reading here, but it's important. And thou shalt make the court of the tabernacle for the south side southward. There shall be hangings for the court of fine twined linen of 100 cubits long for one side. And the 20 pillars thereof and their 20 sockets, listen what it says, shall be of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets shall be of silver. That's the top. And likewise for the north side in length, there shall be hangings of 100 cubits long and his 20 pillars and their 20 sockets of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. And the breadth of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10 and their sockets 10. And the breadth of the court on the east side shall be 50 cubits. The hangings of one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. That's when you get to the front of the gate, so they had to have a big opening, so the makeup changes just a little bit. On the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. And for the gate of the court shall be an hanging of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen, wrought with needlework, and their pillars shall be 4 and their sockets 4. And the pillars round about the court shall be filleted with silver, the top. Their hooks shall be of silver, top. Their sockets of brass, the bottom. So I want to talk for just a little while tonight, simply on this, silver or brass? Silver or brass? Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you, God, for your word, your spirit. Lord, what we feel in this place, and We've all come from different things today, from different situations and things we faced. And Lord, we pray that you take all of these things out of our mind and help us just for the next little while, that your word would penetrate our thoughts and our hearts, that your word, God, would do a work inside of us that every one of us needs in this place tonight. God, I'm asking you to do miracles in lives. I'm asking you to transform and change. I'm asking you, Lord, to do something in people's lives tonight. In Jesus' name, praise God. I love the tabernacle. I could talk about the tabernacle for the next few hours here, and I guess if I do that, y'all can leave, and I'll just keep talking and just bring me some coffee and donuts or something. I'll be all right. And where we read tonight, Moses is receiving instructions for the tabernacle. And, you know, when God gives instructions, God is usually specific in what he gives. God's not a nebulous God. God doesn't deal in vagueness. You won't find in the word of God, well, hey, yeah, just, yeah, whatever. That's not God language. That's humanity's language. God said, his word says, every man did that which was right in their own sight. God's word says, oh, we think what we're doing is right, but the end thereof is a way of death. God gives very specific instructions. The new birth is not however you think it should happen. That's okay. New birth is very specific. Repent and be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Well, you can change it. No, you can't. Or you can modify it. No, you can't. Or the blood's not important. Yes, it is. Repentance is not necessary. Yes, it is. Baptism is an option. No, it's not. The Holy Ghost is only for certain people. No, it's not. When God gave instruction to the tabernacle, he was very specific about the tabernacle. And if you've studied it, you know he was specific with dimensions. When it talks about a cubit is roughly 18 inches, basically about this long, depending on if you're me or Brother Linder. My cubit and his cubit are different measurements, you know. Roughly, it's about 18 inches, give or take. Don't lose your salvation over that, but that's roughly what a cubit is. And the Lord laid it out. You're going to do this many cubits and that many cubits and high cubits. And he gave the colors to use. He gave the cloth to use, the color of the cloth, the metals, the precious stones, and didn't just say, here's some gold, here's silver, here's brass, here's diamonds and sapphires and rubies. Make something for me. Let me see what. Because the last time that man took that and made something, he made a golden calf with it. And God had given them the riches of Egypt, not for themselves, but for his glory and for his kingdom. The Bible says they borrowed. I know some, they must have been apostolic. Because they borrowed forever. I do not loan my tools to people. Just going to leave that one right there. Just going to leave it right there. I do not loan books to people. I give books to people. They just seem to, I don't know, it's biblical. The Bible says, payment. if there's a violation of the law, God demands a payment of that. When the world just sinning and evil and everything. There was nothing good in the world. God said, Noah, come here with your family, everybody else destroyed. There's a price. Now, some people feel that, the Lord's not judging us today. The world is evil and wicked, and God's not judging, so he must be okay. He's not okay with it. Let's not be deceived. The fact that God has not judged yet. Does not mean he's not aware of what's going on. It doesn't mean that he's not going to judge sin at some point because he will. The Bible says when he comes back again, he's not coming. To forgive sins, he's not coming to shed his blood. When he comes back, it's not related to saving people, it's related to judgment. That's another one. God is just, and God will judge humanity. You have to realize. Again, we're talking about this tabernacle set up in the wilderness. These big columns of brass. and every time someone approaches, the tribes are all around, camped around, in different areas, and three, the 12 tribes, they're all around there.
I'm just going to
Lord Jesus, let forgiveness flow in this place. He shall